The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
A bang at just one cornetto off that, isn't there? But it is what it is from 1982. It's Renee and Renato. Save Your Love. Well, now, I have to say, Ursula, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
What a pleasure to talk to you, because you have, you reckon what?
I reckon that the painter is there. That was my dad.
The painter?
James Mooney.
From when I was 9 years old.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me about your dad.
Dad did a bit of work down. I only ever knew of he was going to Catherine Conservatories. Obviously, you were only a kid at the time.
Yes, my mother, yeah.
He did some painting, decorating. He did odd jobs down there, actually, on numerous occasions, thanks to your mum.
Hilarious.
He always sang while he worked.
Did he really?
Yeah, dad was always singing.
And did he have an apprentice at some point, or somebody working with him?
I think it could have been John Toner, another guy there from Dunleary.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're talking the right hood anyway.
Yeah.
And tell me about your dad. What sort of guy was he?
Dad was, do you know what, a gentleman. Yeah. He was actually really soft, you know, a really gentle person. If there was a sad movie on, Dad would be the one crying, not my mum.
Mum was
the one that held everything together. So Dad was the one, and she'd actually turn around and say to him, "Your bladder's very near your eyeball."
Okay, so I was very young. So if it's the same man, and I think it obviously is, your father, mm-hmm. What I remembered about your dad was he had a lovely joie de vivre. He seemed very happy, very pleasant, full of, you know, as I say, just nice to, as a kid, he was nice to us all. And
He loved kids as well, Ryan. And we'd always have great communication with them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even my cousins, you know, they're younger than me. Uncle Jemboy was always the one that got them walking.
Mm.
You know, my niece Katie, he used to stand Katie on his shoes when she was about three, and he'd waltz her around the sitting room dancing to Foster and Allen. I think Katie knew every Foster and Allen song when she was three.
Go on.
You know, so, he was always singing and whistling away. You know,
And what happened then? He passed away. Is that right? He died.
He passed away in 2008.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dad had a good life, you know. So that left Mam, and Mam's actually in hospital at the moment in St Vincent's Hospital there. So big shout out to everyone in St Patrick's Ward, all the staff looking after her.
Yeah. Good morning to the whole. What's your mum's name?
Kathleen Mooney.
And how's she doing? Is she okay?
She's okay, thank God, yeah. Yeah, she's doing all right.
And she's a radio head, is she?
Oh, yeah, well, Mam has very little sight, so the radio has always been important to her.
Oh, yeah.
And even before she lost her sight, she always listened to plays and different radio shows. So thankfully, she had that interest in the radio. So she's actually in there. She has her little transistor.
Oh,
with her. That was one of the things we had to get into A&E 3 weeks ago. Where's my radio? You know, so, you know, obviously it was a lifeline for her when we could sit and watch TV and put it for a few hours in. That wasn't something, an option for her. So, she loved the radio.
And when you heard me talking about Renee and Renato and the painter, decorator, mm-hmm. or whatever, did you know immediately that was your dad? Did you think, or could that be? Was it what?
No, I said to myself, that's my dad. And I actually rang my sister after the show.
Yeah.
And she's working at home at the moment as well. And she says to me, she was there, and she said she thought exactly the same thing. She said, that's dad. You know.
And did you tell your mum? Did you tell Kathleen?
Yeah, Mam. We're hoping Mam's listening in at the moment. So, because my sister was in yesterday. My brother's home from Philadelphia to see Mam. And they were in Vincent's yesterday, and they were telling her that I was going to have a little chat this morning.
Great.
So, hopefully she's listening in, and big shout out to her anyway.
Well, what sort of songs did your dad like to sing at home?
Well, his famous song, he always sang, "I'll Take You Home, Kathleen."
Of course.
Of course, that was his number one.
For the mammy.
He sang Yours, I think it could have been the, I think Vera Lynn originally brought that song out, or it was Julio Iglesias or your man. I think he sang a version of it. He loved Bing Crosby, he loved Dickie Rock, you know, Sonny Knowles, and him and Mam, like we, you know, we'd be cleaning the kitchen and we'd be singing in our house, you know, and the singing got better if there was a session on and we'd a few drinks. Sure, we were all great, you know.
So everyone's a singer then. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And Mam used to always say, you know, if there was someone visiting or whatever, and they say, you know, what's your party piece? Or give us the one that made you famous. And people say, oh, I can't sing. And she'd say, oh, well, God loves a trier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that is the truth.
you wouldn't get away with it, Ryan.
I hear you. I hear you. But I like it. I mean, it's so nice to remember your dad this morning.
You know,
it's great. Yeah.
And especially as Mam is sick, you know, I kind of think. Sure. Maybe he's talking to us. after.
Yeah, maybe he's listening to the great transistor in the sky and just thought,
oh, absolutely.
Better keep an eye on Kathleen and see how she's doing down there.
Oh, yeah, she was precious to him anyway, that's for sure.
That's a nice thing to say. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you an Arnott's Christmas cracker just as a little gift to say thank you for being on the show this morning.
Not at all.
There's all this skincare, makeup, hair care products. You can share it around the family. Maybe give your mum some stuff there. She might like it.
Oh, lovely.
It's worth about.
Yeah, my sister.
It's worth about €400. So it's a nice little selection of stuff.
Thank you so much.
No, it's really not. You brought me back to a very different time of my life there. It was very nostalgic and very kind of you to
Yeah, funny how songs can do things like that,
isn't
it?
It can bring you right back into a place. It's the Madeleines, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Ursula. And I have to mention my husband, Ryan.
Go on.
He's a great Christy Moore fan and knows two lines of every one of the songs at the parties. And but he loves it. He's out on the road today with RLC Transport, so please God, they'll all be safe on the road. So to him and all the lads, you know, stay safe.
Stay safe. It is pretty crazy out there with the ice and so
Absolutely.
On. So all the drivers. Yeah. I went to see Christy Moore a couple of weeks ago in Vicar Street. And I've never seen a gig like it. That man is just in such, it's like he's in peak form. Everyone's singing, dancing, clapping, the whole thing. So I hope you get to go and see him at some point.
Yes, we will, certainly.
Do. Hey, listen, happy Christmas, Ursula, to you and your
Merry
mum
Christmas
and the whole
to you
gang.
And all.
Great to see you. Great to talk to you,
Thanks for taking the call. Cheers, Ryan.
Bye for now. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get some reaction. Loads of reaction to Renee and Renata. I mean, it is amazing what piques the interest. As Donnacha O'Connell says, that's today's earworm is gifted by Renee and Renata. Well said. If my memory is right, says another. They use a stand-in for Renato in the video, which, again, we'll have a look into that. John T says, it's the smooth rhythm of the song that assists with the synchronising of painting. Yeah, you can see that. And that song brings back so many memories, says Maureen. Lovely memories of my husband and I. We used to sit and sing it on nights out for a bit of fun. So much so it became our signature tune. The guests at our wedding insisted we sing it in 1985, still together after 37 years. Isn't that lovely? That was perfect music to start a happy Friday, says Muriel. I'm laughing here, looking out at my snowy garden. Good. You made my day, says Lorraine. That song brings back such happy memories of my youth and my late mother loving that song. We all need a little cheese every now and again. We all need a little fromage in our lives, and that's exactly what that did this morning. Lovely. A little early cheese board. Our plumber sings it, so it's not just painters. Thank you, Aisling. Good morning to you. And a red rose between my teeth as I waltz around the workshop, insulated, of course, there. Very musical people there too. So thank you for all of that. We have a break to take and then we're going to talk giveaways with Arnott's.